You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Colorado Rockies. Hello out there, everybody. I'm Allison Sutter from MLB.com, joined by our intrepid reporter who covers the Rockies, Thomas Harding. And Thomas, we're pretty much kind of in a stretch run as far as spring training goes. The light is at the end of the tunnel. Opening day seems to be nearing a little bit more than it was a week ago when we didn't know if this was ever going to end. So let's talk about a little bit about the state of the Rockies at this point. Jorge De La Rosa, we kind of had our eye on him, taking a little longer to recover from some tightness in his groin area, taking longer than expected, but he did pitch in a B game recently. So what was the outcome of that?
I'll tell you what, he pitched very well in the B game. I think the only hit that he gave up was a double to Mark Trumbo of the Diamondbacks in that B game. Really pitched well, actually. For me, it was a little bit of a surprise, but then I went back and looked, and he started a whole lot earlier than other guys. So his arm was in shape, and once he was able to let that thing calm down, it's almost like he was in about May form as opposed to March form when he went out there and pitched in that B game. So that was a very encouraging sign for the Rockies at that point. And you're going to need Jorge De La Rosa the entire season.
Yeah, so let's, I've been doing a lot of these podcasts with a lot of reporters, and it just seems like there's a lot of injury updates. And some things, I mean, it's hard to say, like, injury when it's more, there's a lot of aches and pains and tweaks and things going on just about in every camp. And it's a time when the front offices and the coaching staff and the manager, they don't want to push people too hard because there's absolutely no reason to do that right now. How would you say, just looking overall at the health of just the team in general, how would you say it is at this point?
Especially after the last 2 years I've covered this team with all kind of injuries, they are unbelievably healthy at this point. It's almost like I'm looking through, like, hey, where are the injuries right now? You're supposed to have a bunch of them, but Troy Tulowitzki, Carlo Gonzalez, they've been in the lineup, they've been playing. There's been almost nobody who's had injuries. Daniel Descalso does have an oblique issue, and that flared up this week. And there are a few guys that are the depth type guys that have different nagging issues. But other than that, the people that they're dependent on, they've been really healthy this spring. I mean, they're probably knocking on wood, especially that wonderful purple beetle wood that's in their clubhouse down here at Salt River Fields. They've been probably knocking on that every minute of every day, but it's been a healthier camp than you see around. I mean, I've looked at the Dodgers and the Giants, and they've dealt with their various nagging issues, but the Rockies, you haven't seen that before.
Now, there's been some very good performances, and there have been some guys that are kind of having slow springs. So let's sort of go on both scales and look at Willian Rosario. First of all, is having a very nice spring at the plate. What has he shown so far?
Well, he's shown that he's hit the ball hard, and he's done decently at first base, which opens up some possibilities for playing time when they do rest Justin Morneau. So William Rosario has done pretty much what they've asked him to do. Defensively, a catcher, he's still a work in progress, and he's going to be for a long time to come. But they do have Michael McHenry as another option of catching. And McHenry has done well offensively down here. So you have those guys. Nick Hundley has come in, and he's been a leader to the staff as they expected him to be. So there's been some pretty good performances down here. I mean, is any of it regular season form? No, but nothing that's real alarming right now as far as I'm concerned.
Charlie Blackmon is having a little bit of a slow start. He's also been dealing with some abdominal tightness. Just hasn't quite gotten in a groove of things yet. So is that anything to be concerned about?
Not particularly. And I'd written a story on him the other day. He's also taking some of the pitches that he normally would offer at. This is a guy who had 19 home runs last year. Only Carlos Gomez had more from the leadoff spot. But part of it has to do with missing a few games early on. He's just trying to see more pitches. There was a 2-0 pitch, I think, thrown from Quintana from the White Sox that came right down the middle of the plate. He didn't swing at it. In the regular season, that's when he's trying to put into the seats, or when he's trying to just hit hard, and it has a tendency to go into the seats. But you're trying to get more reps. You're trying to see more pitches, more different type pitches. So you put yourself in different counts here early in the spring, and especially if you're a leadoff hitter, because there will be games where the guys behind you want to see pitches. You know, you want to put yourself in a situation where you're hitting with two strikes. So some of this is strategic with him, and some of it has to do with missing some of the early games.
So, but overall, what's the feeling? I mean, you guys get, I know how reporters feel about getting to this point of the spring. They're getting ready.
Yes.
They're a little anxious for the regular season to start. But what's from the player standpoint? Do you hear anything? I mean, are guys, you know, tired of the same old boring routine? Or, you know, I mean, the Rockies surroundings, I mean, really, their ballpark, their clubhouse, like, it's really nice. In the old days, it was kind of like, we got to get out of this, you know, crappy environment. But
yeah,
now it's
definitely.
Like, wow, this is a nice place. So are they kind of antsy to get out of there and get the regular season started?
I think they are antsy to get the regular season started, because if you go back and look at the last two seasons, when have the Rockies been this healthy? I was talking with Michael McHenry this morning, and he's like, yeah, everybody's got a big smile on their face. They're all happy. It's like, and I said, Michael, if you look at it, half the team isn't on the DL right now. And he starts laughing. He's like, yeah, it is nice to be healthy. You know, so that's what's going on here, is that guys, they do want to get the season going. They realize they can't get going any earlier, but it would certainly be nice to go into a season relatively healthy after what they've dealt with their key players the last few years.
And let's talk, just to end this on kind of a lighter note. So recently there was a visit to camp by a very well-known, from what I've been told, I do not follow this part of the world, but a very well-known mixed martial artist. Who came to talk to the Rockies and sort of preach a little bit of having a strong mental attitude. You say that Walt Weiss sort of has a history with MMA. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, late in his career, and actually after his career is over especially, that was the way that Weiss stayed in shape, was doing MMA workouts. So he got to know some of these guys late in his career in Atlanta, and even after coming back to Denver. So they brought in Georges St. Pierre to speak to the crew. This is a guy who is just put together. I think he's a human muscle, you know, about 5'10", and they say 170, but he could, I think he's up to like 205 in between, and he's just a human muscle. But those workouts are very difficult. They're very hard. They make you think. And St. Pierre was brought in to preach the mental outlook on guys. Walt Weiss has really pushed that, and here's one of the reasons, is the way they built their roster this year. They're going to have a whole lot of guys to choose from. There will be a lot of shuffling between AAA Albuquerque and Denver. And what Weiss is trying to tell guys is, don't get down because you're not here or the numbers don't work in your favor. You've got to be strong mentally. And that's been that was his pre-spring training speech to the team. He's talked to the pitchers about that because they pitch in a tough environment. He's talked to the hitters about that because you go from Coors Field, which is highly unusual, to the road, and most people look at that as normal, but it's really unusual when you've been playing at Coors Field. You have to be strong mentally. So that's been a theme the whole camp, and each morning the Rockies have the meeting in the theater that they have here, which, you know, in the old days of spring training, you may have been sitting on a grassy knoll somewhere, but there's actually a theater. Sometimes there's music playing. Sometimes there's video. They brought in Georges St. Pierre to kind of get the team going that particular day, and that's been the theme, is mental toughness.
Wow. Well, if teams are always looking for any advantage that they can possibly have over another team, they'll do just about anything to get that. So maybe this will work for them. Thomas, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of spring. We'll talk to you next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night, on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.